Pennsylvania's primary is next Tuesday, and as 90.5 WESA's On Lee Herring reports, one of the most competitive local races is for state senate in the 38th District.
The district includes some North Hills suburbs, Allegheny River communities, and some Pittsburgh East End neighborhoods. It's currently represented by Republican Randy Volokovich, who's faced a primary opponent just once since 2006. But now he's confronting spirited opposition from Ross Township Commissioner Jeremy Schaefer. Schaefer, who co-founded a bridge inspection and maintenance company, faults Volokovich for supporting a 2013 transportation bill that raised the gas tax and other fees.
I think people can see it firsthand when they go to the gas pump, and they can see that we have the highest gasoline tax in the country.
Volokovich of Shaler says the funding was desperately needed. Cities and rural areas alike need mass transit, he says.
And I said, our roads and bridges need to be fixed. Our infrastructure is crumbling.
There's also a tough fight on the Democratic side of the ticket, where Stephanie Walsh of Highland Park is running against Lindsay Williams of Westview. Walsh says her top priority is bringing fiscal responsibility to Harrisburg.
Every year we see the legislature grapple with a quote-unquote budget crisis of their own making.
Walsh says she brings valuable insight as a former budget analyst for the Colorado legislature. She now serves as a consultant to state and local governments. Meanwhile, Williams highlights her track record of standing up for workers' rights. In fact, she was fired from her first job out of law school for trying to form a union.
Knowing what that is intellectually and knowing what that feels like, I think have made me a much better advocate.
Williams has been endorsed by the Allegheny County Democratic Committee and local unions. On Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.